Test for English Majors, 2007, Grade 4. Part 1, Dictation. Listen to the following passage. Altogether, the passage will be read to you 4 times. During the first reading, which will be done at normal speed, listen and try to understand the meaning. For the second and third readings, the passage will be read sentence by sentence or phrase by phrase, with intervals of 15 seconds. The last reading will be done at normal speed again, and during this time, you should check your work. You will then be given 2 minutes to check through your work once more. Please write the whole passage on answer sheet 1. Now, listen to the passage.
Advertising. Advertising has already become a very specialized activity in modern times. In today's business world, supply is usually greater than demand. There is great competition between manufacturers of the same kind of product because they want to persuade customers to buy their particular brand. They always have to remind their customers of the name and qualities of their products by advertising. The manufacturer advertises in newspapers and on the radio. He sometimes employs sales girls to distribute samples of his product. He sometimes advertises on the internet as well. In addition, he always has advertisements put into television programs that will accept them. Manufacturers often spend huge sums of money on advertisements. We buy a particular product because we think that is the best. We usually think so because the advertisements say so. People often don't ask themselves if the advertisements are telling the truth when they buy advertised products from shops.
The second and third readings. You should begin writing now.
Advertising has already become a very specialized activity in modern times. Advertising has already become a very specialized activity in modern times. In today's business world, supply is usually greater than demand. In today's business world, supply is usually greater than demand. There is great competition between manufacturers of the same kind of product. There is great competition between manufacturers of the same kind of product. Because they want to persuade customers to buy their particular brand. because they want to persuade customers to buy their particular brand. They always have to remind their customers They always have to remind their customers of the name and qualities of their products by advertising. Of the name and qualities of their products by advertising. The manufacturer advertises in newspapers and on the radio. The manufacturer advertises in newspapers and on the radio. He sometimes employs salesgirls to distribute samples of his product. He sometimes employs salesgirls to distribute samples of his product. He sometimes advertises on the internet as well. He sometimes advertises on the internet as well. In addition, he always has advertisements put into television programs that will accept them. In addition, he always has advertisements put into television programs that will accept them. Manufacturers often spend huge sums of money on advertisements. Manufacturers often spend huge sums of money on advertisements. We buy a particular product because we think that is the best. We buy a particular product because we think that is the best. We usually think so because the advertisements say so. We usually think so because the advertisements say so. People often don't ask themselves if the advertisements are telling the truth. People often don't ask themselves if the advertisements are telling the truth. When they buy advertised products from shops. When they buy advertised products from shops.
The last reading.
Advertising has already become a very specialized activity in modern times. In today's business world, supply is usually greater than demand. There is great competition between manufacturers of the same kind of product because they want to persuade customers to buy their particular brand. They always have to remind their customers of the name and qualities of their products by advertising. The manufacturer advertises in newspapers and on the radio. He sometimes employs salesgirls to distribute samples of his product. He sometimes advertises on the internet as well. In addition, he always has advertisements put into television programs that will accept them. Manufacturers often spend huge sums of money on advertisements. We buy a particular product because we think that is the best. We usually think so because the advertisements say so. People often don't ask themselves if the advertisements are telling the truth when they buy advertised products from shops.
Now you have 2 minutes to check through your work. That is the end of part one, dictation. Part 2, Listening Comprehension. In sections A, B, and C, you will hear everything once only. Listen carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Mark the correct answer to each question on your answer sheet. Section A, Conversations. In this section, you will hear several conversations. Listen to the conversations carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Questions 1 to 3 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the conversation.
Good evening, sir. Can I help you?
Yes. I think I left my digital camera on the train from London earlier today.
Did you, sir? Oh, well, in that case, we'd better fill in a lost property form. Can you tell me your name?
Yes, it's Mark Adams.
Okay. Your address?
You mean in Britain or in the States?
How long are you staying?
I've still got a few months in Britain.
Okay, then. Can you give me your address here?
Right. It's 18 Linden Drive, Leighton, Essex. Do you want the phone number?
Yes, I'd better have that too.
Okay. 0809-45233.
Thanks. And you say it was a digital camera. What make and model?
It's a Samsung G302.
Okay, got that. Now, you say it was the London train. What time did it arrive in Edinburgh?
At 4:45 this afternoon.
Well then, if we find it, sir, shall we phone you or write to you?
No, I think I'll drop in the day after tomorrow to check up.
Right you are, sir. We'll do our best.
Questions 4 to 7 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the conversation.
Right. This is the tennis club reception area. As a member, you don't have to register when you arrive, but you must remember to register your guests. And you must be able to produce your membership card if a club official asks to see it.
How many guests can I bring with me?
You can bring up to 3 at any one time.
That's good.
Yes. Well, we want to attract people to our club. Now, here are the changing rooms with showers and lockers for your clothes and things. Obviously, you don't have to leave your clothes in the lockers, but we strongly advise you to. It's much safer.
How much do the lockers cost?
20 cents, but you get the coin back when you take your things out. Right, and the tennis courts are around here to the left.
And we can play for an hour at a time?
You can book the courts for 30 minutes or an hour. But you can carry on playing until the next players arrive.
Of course. What about a cafe or bar?
Yes, we have a club room which serves food and drink behind reception. The club room is open until 11 o'clock, but all players must leave the courts by 10 o'clock.
That seems very good. Thank you very much for showing us around.
Pleasure.
Questions 8 to 10 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the conversation.
Ah, good morning. It's Mr. Robinson, isn't it?
Yes.
Have a seat.
Thank you.
Okay, I've got your letter of application. Now, as you know, when you apply for a post with our company, we need to find out a few things about both your academic background and recent work experience.
Sure.
First of all, A-levels?
Yes, I've got 3. Geography, maths, and physics.
Geography, maths, and physics. Okay. And what about your degree?
I went to Manchester University and got an engineering degree with water management as my specialization.
I see.
And as for work experience, I started out after graduating in 1996 in India, working for the Indian government.
Did you work as a volunteer?
No, it was a 3-year water irrigation project.
That sounds fascinating. How did you organize that? You say it wasn't a British company then.
No. My university had links with an Indian engineering university, so it was organized at that level.
And after that?
Then I came back, moved to Sheffield, and have been working with Latimer Engineering since then.
And what exactly are you doing for Latimer?
Oh, I'm working in water irrigation again, this time as a project research assistant.
Great. I've got your details. Now, let's move on to a more general discussion about what we're looking for here. Section B, Passages. In this section, you will hear several passages. Listen to the passages carefully, and then answer the questions that follow. Questions 11 to 13 are based on the following talk. At the end of the talk, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the talk.
Hello, everybody. Thank you very much for inviting me here. It's very pleasant to have a chance to talk to you about something that is obviously very much on everybody's minds. I want to talk about an area of security or safety. Bicycles. I know a lot of you have bikes. First, when you get your bike, whether it's new or second-hand, bring it as soon as possible to us. There we'll be able to stamp it with a serial number. We actually stamp it into the metal. We'll register the number, put it on our list. This can frighten criminals away if they realize there's a number stamped on it. Second, make sure you buy a good lock. It can be expensive, but it's never a waste of money. If you have an expensive bike, it's worth buying two locks. Do spend money on a good lock, because the cheap ones can be very, very easy to cut. Also, make sure you lock the bike to something permanent, though do be considerate to pedestrians. And if the worst happens, you lose your bike, you should immediately report it to the police station, quoting the serial number that should have been stamped.
Questions 14 to 17 are based on the following talk. At the end of the talk, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the talk.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the English for Academic Purposes Center. I'd like to begin by briefly introducing the services we offer here at our center. First of all, we have a wide range of language courses. In the first semester, we run an 8-week conversation class for students of non-English speaking backgrounds who wish to improve their fluency, grammar, and pronunciation in English. The course is held on Tuesdays between 12:30 and 1:30. So that's 1 hour once a week. Please enroll with the secretary before Friday this week. For those of you who are interested in developing your writing skills, we have a 6-week course which runs for 2 hours between 4 and 6 on Wednesday afternoons, beginning in week 1. It concentrates on the writing skills needed for assignments in the departments of economics and social sciences. Students must be enrolled in either of these departments. You're probably not thinking about taking examinations yet, but later on, towards the end of the term, you might like to enroll in our examination skills class. The course runs for 5 weeks and 2 hours in a week. The course deals with the skills you need in both written tests and oral examinations. it is not necessary to enroll before the course starts. Just turn up for the first class.
Questions 18 to 20 are based on the following passage. At the end of the passage, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the passage. Leonardo da Vinci was born in 1452 in Tuscany. As early as 1466, he was working in a workshop. Then, in 1482, he moved to Milan. After the plague had swept the city of Milan in 1484 and 85, he turned his attention to town planning and made several designs for churches and other buildings. He moved to Florence, another city in Italy, in 1500, where he painted the famous Mona Lisa in 1503. Then he returned to Milan. Between 1510 and 1515, after he had been working as an architect and engineer to the French king Louis XII, he devoted himself to painting again and produced two great works, Saint Anne, Mary and the Child, and Saint John the Baptist. In 1515, the King of France invited Leonardo to live in France. He moved to a castle there, where he spent his last years carrying out his own research. He died in 1519. Section C, News Broadcast. In this section, you will hear several news items. Listen to them carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Questions 21 and 22 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the news.
Israel's army entered the West Bank area on Tuesday to evacuate the last two Jewish settlements there. This ended Israel's decades-long occupation in the Gaza Strip and West Bank. Conflicts between the Israelis and Palestinians have been called a major stumbling block to Middle East peace. Israel formally began the pullout operation last Monday. The Israeli Prime Minister put forward the disengagement plan in 2003. It asked Israel to remove all 21 settlements in the Gaza Strip and 4 in the West Bank.
Questions 23 and 24 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the news.
Romania and Bulgaria on Monday signed an agreement to join the European Union on January 1, 2007. That will bring the number of EU states to 27. The agreement has to be approved by Romania and Bulgaria, as well as parliaments of all 25 EU states. The two states will join the 25-nation bloc, provided they carry out reforms. They need to fight corruption, strengthen border controls, and improve justice, administration, and state industrial support rules. If they do not, their membership could be delayed until 2008.
questions 25 and 26 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the news. An economic forum on opportunities in China is expected to bring scholars, business leaders, and government officials to Beijing next week. More than 800 delegates are expected to attend the 3-day Fortune Global Forum, which opens on Monday. More than 250 foreign companies, including 76 of the Global 500, will be represented. The forum is held annually by the U.S.'s Fortune magazine. This will be the forum's 10th year and the 3rd in China. Shanghai hosted it in 1999 and Hong Kong in 2001. Questions 27 and 28 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the news.
Hong Kong Disneyland opened on Monday with a total of 15,000 visitors. Visitors from the mainland accounted for 1/3 of the total. Most were from Guangdong. According to a survey, more than 55% of Guangzhou residents showed interest in visiting the theme park. Some 22% of Shanghai residents and 20% of Beijingers also said they planned to visit it. Disneyland is expected to receive at least 1.5 million visitors between September and December.
Questions 29 and 30 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the news.
An Indonesian ferry packed with hundreds of refugees fleeing violence in the ravaged Spice Islands sank yesterday, and it was not clear whether anyone had survived, rescue officials said. Officials said the ship had a capacity of 200 passengers, but around 500 were believed to have been aboard after hundreds of refugees fought their way onto the ferry on the island of Halmahera, scene of bloody religious violence this month. There were about 198 passengers and crew on top of around 290 refugees. Sulaiman, head of the search and rescue team in the North Sulawesi capital of Manado, told reporters.
This is the end of listening comprehension.